here's the thing that might surprise you. Building a homestead didn't make me worse at tech sales. It actually made me significantly better. And not just at sales, but at strategic thinking, resource allocation, and building actual wealth. People assume there's a trade-off, that choosing land means stepping back from serious income. But I've found the opposite. The skills that make you successful at building systems on land are the exact same skills that help you build seven-figure income and deploy it intelligently. Today, I want to walk through how that works, not because everyone should homestead, but because the underlying principles apply whether you're building on 10 acres or in a downtown condo.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing, and this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million dollar wealth. I use automation, food-producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
The first thing building on land taught me is the difference between being rich and being wealthy. Rich people buy things. Wealthy people build systems. The homestead forced me to think like an owner. Every dollar I put into the land had to produce some kind of return, whether that's food security, energy independence, asset appreciation, or just quality of life for my family. And this completely changed how I evaluate everything else. That $800 monthly car payment, that's a greenhouse that produces food for decades. That subscription I never use, that's fencing that protects actual assets. Again, I'm not saying everyone needs to buy land, even though I think you should, but everyone needs to develop owner thinking. Most optimize for the wrong metrics. They optimize for looking successful instead of actually being successful. And the land taught me to ask different questions, like, what does this actually produce? How does this compound over time? What would I choose if I had to live with this decision for 10 years? And that shift from consumer thinking to owner thinking really changed every financial decision I make. And it made me better at helping clients think the same way. Even when you're doing enterprise sales, it's all about making sure people can see the value in actions. And it's hard to do that if you can't do it for yourself. A second insight I had was managing a homestead while hitting sales quotas taught me to think across multiple situations simultaneously. Because in sales, you're always balancing short-term and long-term, whether that's this quarter's numbers versus next year's pipeline, this deal versus the relationship, immediate revenue versus sustainable growth. And you see that in a homestead. And most people struggle with this because they only practice one timeline at a time. They're either in sprint mode or planning mode, but not both. And that is not sustainable. Homesteading forces you to integrate multiple timelines constantly. You're planting trees that won't produce for 5 years while harvesting vegetables you planted 3 months ago, while planning next season's garden layout, succession planning, even over here, we're planning for truffles and ginseng, which takes about 5 to 8 years to mature, but it's a long-term return on growth and investment. And you're making daily decisions that affect annual outcomes that build towards generational assets. What effect will my decisions today have on my children and their children's children and maybe their children's children? It's like we make century decisions out here. And that kind of thinking has made me exponentially better at sales strategy. I can hold space for this month's quota while building relationships that will pay off 2 years from now, while positioning for industry changes that might happen in 5 years. What I've noticed is that most professionals think linearly. They finish one priority, then move on to the next. But real strategic advantage comes from thinking systematically, understanding how short-term actions create long-term outcomes and how different timelines reinforce each other, right? Everything is interconnected. And that's whether you're building a homestead or a career. Success comes from integrating multiple timelines, not trying to artificially choose between them. The third shift was learning to evaluate true return on investment. And I mean real ROI, not the fake math most of us do with our money. When you're building physical systems, you can't lie to yourself about results. Either the fence keeps predators out or it doesn't. Either the investment pays back over time or it doesn't. And this taught me to really spot the difference between actual investments and expenses with good marketing. Most things we call investments are actually just consumption, right? They make us feel good in the moment, but they don't produce ongoing returns. And that is a problem. The car that you drive to work, that's consumption. Even if it's reliable or holds its value. And I'm not saying these things are wrong, right? We all need places to live and ways to get around, but let's just call them what they are, which is consumption. Because real investments, true investments, produce returns independent of ongoing effort. They work while you sleep. They compound over time. They create more options, not fewer. So learning to make this distinction on the homestead between infrastructure that produces and purchases that just cost money completely changed how I think about business investments. It changed how I think about career moves. It even changed how I spend my time, right? Because most high earners have more money relative to the population. But what they lack is the ability to distinguish between spending that builds wealth and spending that just feels like wealth building. Physical projects taught me that difference viscerally. Now I apply that same thinking to everything else. And the fourth insight is probably the most important. Successful homesteading is about building systems, not heroic efforts. And the same is true for building serious wealth. Early on, I tried to homestead through sheer effort, long weekends, massive projects, pushing through problems with energy and determination. I'm gonna tell you now, that does not work. The land doesn't care how hard you're trying. It responds to consistent, well-designed systems. You don't get to seven figures through heroic work weeks. You get there by building systems that compound over time with less and less input from you. Most are stuck in heroic mode. They're optimizing for being impressive rather than being effective. They're working harder instead of building systems that work without them. I want to be very clear here. This isn't about being lazy. It's about being strategic. Your time and energy are finite resources. I don't know about you, but I like to spend my time with my children, right? Like, they will only be little for only so long, and I don't want them to only know mommy as somebody who's at work. There is a balance. The question becomes then is whether you're using them to build systems that scale or just to solve today's problems over and over. Whether it's sales processes, investment strategies, or how you structure your life, the goal should be building better systems that produce better results with less ongoing effort. And that's how you move from trading time for money to building actual wealth. And it's how you create the freedom to choose what you want to work on, not just what pays the bills. So those are the four shifts: owner thinking versus consumer thinking, multiple timeline integration, we can multitask, paying attention to what you do at each step and how it feeds into the entire system overall. Real ROI evaluation. Like, it has to be able to get me more resources so that I'm not spending my finite resources, which is my energy and time, on anything else outside of my family or my interest or the things that really make me happy. The real unlock, and we'll talk about that, is to make sure that your occupation and how you're making that money isn't outside of those realms either. And then remember, systems over heroics. And none of this requires buying land or starting a homestead. Like, that is not a requirement. It is a very strong suggestion, right? Like, you should definitely control your own supply chain to an extent. You should know where food comes from. You should have water sources. We've talked about that in other episodes, but it's not a requirement. These are essentially thinking frameworks that work whether you're building on 10 acres like we are, or if you're in a downtown apartment and have no intention on leaving there. But here's what I learned, right? Most people know these concepts intellectually, but they haven't integrated them into how they actually make decisions. There seems to be a gap between knowing what smart resource allocation looks like and actually doing it consistently. And that's where strategy work comes in, right? It's not generic advice, but working through your specific situations, your actual constraints, and your real goals. And if you're earning good money, but feel like that's not translating into the kind of wealth or time freedom that you truly want, let's talk about what that could look like for your situation. I do strategy sessions where we map out how your current income could support the life you actually want to build, right? Whether that includes land or not, whether it's focused on business growth or lifestyle design or some combination. And you can book those at seedinsociety.com/strategy. And again, the goal isn't to convince you of any particular path. It's really to help you think more clearly about the path that makes sense for you. It's to help you have a roadmap and a framework so that you can make better choices and actually get to live a life that you love. I'm Makeda. This has been Seed in Society, and I'll talk with you next week.